Hello, Sterile Processing Universe, and welcome to this episode of Real Talk with Bob Mars from Beyond Clean. Very excited to be here with you today. So over the last few weeks, we've been talking about the life cycle of our instrumentation. Leaving the operating room, coming to sterile processing, going through the manual process, going through the mechanical process, in our ultrasonics and our washer disinfectors. And today is the third in that series of washer disinfectors. And I want to take a bit of a different slant today. I want to talk about checklists and their importance. The aviation industry discovered that checklists can make or break you, and they've become the safest industry on the planet. And now we need to think about that from a healthcare perspective. So in our sterile processing departments, I want you to develop checklists for everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. As we roll through this process and our instruments go through their daily life cycle, we need to be documenting everything that we're doing to exceed national best practice standards. So when you're developing your checklist, you're going to use the National Best Practice Standards, the AMI document, and you're also going to use the instructions for use from the device manufacturer and the equipment manufacturer to make sure that you're doing exactly what you need to do to take care of both your instruments and your equipment. When you think checklists, if you think you have enough, think again. I want you to make another one. I want you to pick your process and make a repeatable, easy to follow, and easily held accountable to checklist. These things are so important, and as leaders, you need to develop checklists and you need to hold your staff accountable to them to ensure that you're following the best practice standards in everything that you're doing. I'm talking about preventative maintenance, I'm talking about safety, I'm talking about repair, replacement, whatever it is you're doing. Make a checklist and make sure that you can follow it and make sure you're holding your staff accountable to it so you can ensure that your devices are all working properly for the benefit of the patient. At the end of the day, when you do this, it's going to make things safer for the patient, but it's also going to make your staff a whole lot happier because your devices are going to be working the way that they were intended to work, and they're going to work longer for you and better for you. So, what did I say? Checklists. Make them now, and make as many as you can to make your process safer and better. That's all for today. This is Real Talk, and I'm Bob Mars.